There's some intense debate roiling through Massachusetts' premier public psychiatric hospital, and it could affect other hospitals in the state. The Worcester Recovery Hospital cost more than $300 million to build when it opened in 2012. Then it was described as a state-of-the-art facility that would provide respectful, individualized care for more than 300 patients. But almost since it opened, the hospital has had to deal with complaints about violence and staffing levels. This spring, a patient overdosed in the hospital.
He got a hold of some cocaine laced with fentanyl and died of an overdose.
Cheryl Labonte's 29-year-old son, David, had been receiving treatment at the Worcester Hospital for about 3 months when he was found in a hospital bathroom back in March.
You shouldn't get this kind of a call. You should get him back alive.
Labonte's overdose was among five overdoses reported at the Worcester Hospital since 2016, the only one that was fatal. It prompted the Department of Mental Health to impose new security restrictions at the hospital. Those include keeping bathrooms locked until patients asked to use them, limiting passes to leave hospital grounds, and reducing what patients' loved ones can bring in. Now, DMH is considering a more controversial step, using drug-sniffing dogs, not just in Worcester, but at all DMH hospitals. The National Alliance on Mental Illness in Massachusetts is concerned about that. NAMI's executive director, Deborah Shields, questions the effectiveness of that proposal and says it could make psychiatric hospitals feel like correctional facilities.
We're very concerned that having drug-sniffing dogs in a psychiatric hospital could greatly undermine the therapeutic environment and could also, scare and traumatize the people who are in there seeking treatment.
But among those who support drug-sniffing dogs are many psychiatric nurses. Recently, we went to the Massachusetts Nurses Association Union office in Worcester to talk about this. We met with Union Vice President Karen Coughlin and with Nurse William King, who works at the Worcester Hospital. He says it's become increasingly violent there, and he says it's taking in many more patients who are identified as forensic patients, meaning those involved with the criminal justice system. King described how he was assaulted last year when he went to the room of a patient who was refusing medication.
So I went down there, and I took three staff with me, and I stood at the door, and we had a brief conversation. He stood up. I asked him to sit down, and he stood up one more time. Again, he was threatening the people behind me, and in a very calm manner, I said, "Would you please, consider taking some meds to help you sleep and calm down?" And with that, I didn't even get the last sentence out. He lurched forward and popped me right across the nose, and I actually had a concussion. I don't remember the strike. I don't remember who picked me up. I do remember coming to and somebody kind of half carrying me down the hallway, getting me started. And of course, there was blood everywhere. And then about several days later, they did send him back to Bridgewater.
Would you say that was extreme, or do you think that things like that are happening?
We have a lot of violence going on in that hospital historically. In the last few years, I would say, without getting into too many details, it's on a fairly regular basis. What we're seeing is a large forensic population coming in, people coming through the court systems, where we might have 10 or 20% forensic, now we're up to like 70% forensic. These people tend to be a lot more violent, and a lot more difficult to manage. And so when we opened our new hospital, which was designed as a state-of-the-art hospital, was really designed for the older type of patients we were used to. But when we got this influx, a large influx of forensic patients, it made it much more difficult to manage.
Did you have violent incidents when you were a psychiatric nurse?
I was punched. I was spit on. I was bitten. I had a patient who had fashioned a straight-edge razor, believe it or not, out of a harmonica, of all things.
Now, there have been some restrictions put in place at the hospital. I'm told that patients are restricted in the amount of time they can go outside, and there are more stringent searches of people coming in, and there are some limits to who can leave. Have those helped?
They have helped, but now, right now, we're in the process of they're starting to relax those now.
There is a proposal for drug-sniffing dogs to try to make sure that drugs aren't brought into the facility. Why is that a good idea?
It's difficult, let me put it this way, it's very difficult to treat the patients with a mental illness on the meds they have, But if you start bringing in street drugs with that component on top of their mental illness. Now it's near impossible. So you have to try to do everything you can to prevent that from coming in. So you have to have better ways to search. Dogs are just one of many ways, including pat downs, to help do it.
Well, here's the thing. We can't do nothing. We have to do something. Because the fact of the matter is, we have to face reality. We have to face the reality that nowadays, across all types of the population, we are seeing an increase in opioid use. We are seeing an increase in weapons.
Obviously, there are folks who would say that is turning a psychiatric hospital into a prison-like institution. And so what would you say about that? Because it is a balance, I understand, but could you frighten some people, and could it change the atmosphere?
Well, the people are already frightened. I mean, we already have patients that, they kind of hunker down in their rooms when the ward gets what we call high, when we have one or two patients maybe who are not doing well, they have a forensic background, they're in with our regular population. I would talk to the Department of Mental Health and say, please, let's do something here. Make up your mind. Are we a hospital are we a forensic style hospital? In which case, you need to change perhaps your mission statement and the way you organize and manage things and the type of people you hire and the amount of people you hire. Or are we going to be like the hospital we were designed to be?
That's Nurse William King, who works at the Worcester Recovery Hospital. We spoke with him and retired nurse Karen Coughlin, who is also vice president of the Massachusetts Nurses Association Union. The nurses have also proposed legislation designed to improve safety in Worcester and at other state hospitals. The Department of Mental Health says patient safety is its first priority, and it's working to improve its practices and policies. It also says between 2016 and 2018, there were almost 100 assaults at the Worcester Hospital that required medical attention. The department has scheduled a public hearing on the proposal for drug-sniffing dogs for September 12th.